A video was leaked today depicting what appears to be a U.S. military helicopter firing on unarmed reporters.
12 million people have seen that video. You still want to tell me you think it's just a little website?
In 2010, more than 90,000 classified U.S. military documents were published on an obscure website by Australian computer hacker Julian Assange. Assange and his WikiLeaks are the main characters in Bill Condon's The Fifth Estate.
If we could find one moral man, one whistleblower, someone willing to expose those secrets, that man could topple the most powerful and most repressive of regimes.
In the film, Assange takes center stage long before his massive release of classified U.S. military logs from the war in Afghanistan. The film portrays him as brilliant, egocentric, and unscrupulous, releasing information regardless of the human cost. His ideas put him at odds with his WikiLeaks collaborator, Daniel Burke.
These are human beings, Julian. And their lives are at stake.
What about the lives of the soldiers and the civilians involved in these conflicts? Death squads, unreported civilian casualties, countless incidents of friendly fire. This is information the world needs to know.
Director Bill Condon raises the question of accountability.
There are things that are true on the internet and there are things that aren't true on the internet. So who's ultimately gonna be able to distinguish, help us distinguish between those two? That's been a traditional role of traditional journalism, the Fourth Estate, but that takes money. The Fifth Estate has emerged recently, and it represents kind of the citizen journalism that's emerged in the age of the internet.
Though Condon claims his story is balanced, he steers the audience against Assange. His simplistic treatment of the character led Assange to decry the film. Many film critics agree that the film lacks the depth of Alex Gibney's documentary, We Steal Secrets, about Assange and Private Bradley Manning, who provided the documents.
The Army has detained a U.S. soldier in connection with the leak of this classified video.
Well, the deeper I got into it, the more I began to wonder, why isn't Bradley Manning a bigger part of this story? So the focus began to shift, and Bradley Manning, I would say, is just as important to this film as Julian Assange.
Gibney presents Manning's torment over the information he stumbled on. He also presents Guardian reporter Nick Davies as an important participant in redacting sensitive information from the documents.
There was material which could get people hurt. Julian said, if an Afghan civilian helps occupying forces, he deserves to die.
Knocking on the door, Julian, come on, man.
In a statement to VOA, reporter Mark Davis, who was with Assange during the collaboration with The Guardian, paints a different picture. He says, everyone in the room was hell-bent on meeting the release date, despite Assange's reservations. He adds, it was Assange, entirely alone, who removed 10,000 names prior to the release.
Man is least himself when he talks in his own person, but if you give him a mask, he will tell you the truth.
Whatever his moral choices, both films agree that Assange revolutionized the way information reaches us today.
The future has just begun.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.